Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 17, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter the 17th of February 2020. The state of the world is becoming more and more anxious. It's because egoism, the basis of nature, is constantly developing at an accelerated rate, so the anxiety won't go away. It will lead us either to war, or to a decision to change our nature. Everything unfolds according to the scenario described in Kabbalah. When a feeling of separation from the Creator arises, rejection, concealment, know that it comes from the Creator, so you'll ask Him to bring you closer to Him. And rejoice that the feeling of a rejection comes from Him in order to draw you closer to Him. That is, all that is bad exists only in order to draw you closer. Child-free leaders. The leaders of the EU's four pillars, Germany, England, France and Italy, don't have kids. It means that a large number of people who are making decisions about Europe's future have no personal interest in this future. One view states that they simply struggle for power, to rule the world without doing anything for it, and that personally, they have no one to build a good future for. What does Kabbalah say about this phenomenon of child-free leaders? Today, we find ourselves in a world where people who rule countries do not relate to them as their home. According to the Torah, one cannot hold a governing position without a family and children. However, in our case, we deserve the situation that has appeared. The child-free leaders of Europe demonstrate to us who we are and how we treat the world. We don't really care about what happens tomorrow. We mechanically relate to the world, inconsiderate of the consequences of our intentions and actions. Why? It is in order for us to arrive at the recognition of evil, that is that the human ego that aims at self-benefit at the expense of others is behind every human thought, decision and action. Once we reach such a recognition of evil, we can then work to build good over it. The world needs such enlightenment. Hatred is the lack of light. Question: what can we do with hatred? How can we work with this light? Answer: light is not hatred. Hatred is the absence of light. Therefore, we need to clearly understand how to attract light over hatred in love. We then receive a very strong combination of light and darkness. In this state we can work. Question: is it still the realization that hatred is the absence of light in me, a state of darkness, which causes a correct reaction? Answer: of course. Both darkness and hatred are better than indifference. Question: isn't it said that indifference is worse than hatred? Answer: of course. With indifference, you cannot connect in any way, move away, or come closer. Indifference is death in spirituality, while hatred and love are equal. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 29th of December 2019. The Uniqueness of the Force Governing Us, Part 1. The Power That Defines the Whole World. Baal HaSulam, Shemati 1. There is none else besides him, that there is no other force in the world that has the ability to do anything against him. Simply said, there is none else or nothing else in the world but the Creator. And what man sees, that there are things in the world that deny the high household, the reason is that this is his will. He wants to confuse a person in thinking that there are supposedly many forces, possibilities, and root causes of everything that exists. All of these are here to confuse a person while he is finding, determining, realizing, and proving to himself that there is none else besides him. There is only one force in the world. It defines the whole world, acts in each of us, in every cell of both our animal body and the spiritual one, the soul. We are all in the field of this power. It surrounds us, controls us, does absolutely everything. Our whole existence boils down to revealing its uniqueness. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 24th of November 2019. Spiritual Holidays, Part 4. Yom Kippur Prohibitions. Question: what limitations, restrictions, are performed on Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement? Answer: on Yom Kippur a person closes, does not want to use one's egoism. It turns out that all five egoistic levels that make up one's soul are closed. A person closes them and does not use them. This is why on Yom Kippur we don't drink, eat, wear clothing and shoes made of leather, anoint ourselves with aromatic substances, nor cut or comb our hair. Question: where did the Kabbalists get these symbols from? For example, what does the prohibition on wearing leather clothes and shoes symbolize? Answer: in the past, all clothing was made almost exclusively from leather or wool. When Kabbalists reveal spirituality, they see that they can only use their small spiritual states, that is, the tools called Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. The degrees of Haya and Yehidah, which symbolize skin and wool, cannot be used. This is why there is such a custom. It especially applies to shoes because shoes are considered the last, lowest level of our spiritual body. In other words, the Kabbalist, from his attainment, sees analogies of the connection between the root and the branch, that a certain type of desire, called skin, is a type of communication with the Creator, which he cannot use in this world. Question: is this how all the customs of our holidays came about? Answer: yes. Everything that we discover in the spiritual world, we tried to implement in symbols of our world. Question: I always thought, what difference does it make to the Creator what I eat or what shoes I wear? Answer: there is no difference. Therefore, it is said that the commandments are given only to correct a person, and the Creator is absolutely indifferent to what you do physically with your hands and legs. Kabbalists say that of primal importance for us is the correction of our egoism. This is what was created and it is what we need to correct. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 29th of January 2019. Everything is within us. Question: everything is attained from the opposite. There is a wonderful tool, closer, further, and the Creator uses it very well in relation to us. Can we use the same tool in relation to the upper force? Answer: of course, we can distance the Creator from us or bring him closer. Question: is this how he will feel that? Answer: there is no he. The Creator is a special construction within us. Question: do we move away and experience it ourselves? Answer: yes. There is nothing outside of us, everything is only within us. Even what you now feel and experience, the world around you with all your friends and everything that you can imagine, exists in you, in your consciousness, and nothing more. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 15th of December 2019. Why do we feel empty? Question: initially, there is no quality of bestowal in creation, therefore we try to play it. All the Sephirot except Malkut are bestowing. However, when we play at bestowal, for some reason we feel emptiness, like the dark side of Malkut. Where does all this come from? Answer: it happens because we are still in the process when Malkut is not corrected. First, we must raise it to the level of Bina to soften the quality of reception, Malkut, with the quality of bestowal, Bina. When these two qualities begin to merge, then we will be able to work clearly with the connection of Malkut and Bina, which is to receive for the sake of bestowal. Thus, we will be receiving from the Creator but for the sake of others. This will be the circuit of light in nature. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 22nd of December 2019.